All right. Good afternoon. I should say good evening. We're now going to roll into our Busch Light poll winner for tomorrow's Coca-Cola 600. We've been joined by Ty Gibbs, who will start on the front row for tomorrow's race. Ty, your first poll in the NASCAR Cup Series. Tell us a little bit about that lap.
Yeah, it was, I feel like, a really easy, clean lap. My car was handled really well. I just had to be really disciplined in three and four. I'm getting to the bottom and making sure my exit was well.
All right, we'll go ahead and open for questions for Ty. If you have a question, we'll work to get our microphone to you. If you can help us out by keeping your hands in the air, that helps our mic runners find you more quickly. We'll start in the back with Zach, and then we'll make our way up front to Jacob.
Zach Sturdiello, NASCAR.com. Ty, how much easier does it make tomorrow just to start with this track position? Obviously, the track is probably going to change a lot throughout the course of this race, but to have the track position, how significant of a factor can that be?
Yeah, it really helps, and being able to start up front in clean air is really nice, and having that first pit stall as well is great. Is great also.
All right, Jacob, go ahead.
Ty, it's taken 3 years now, but how special is it not only to finally get that first pole, but to do it for one of NASCAR's crown jewels here in the 600?
Yeah, it's really cool to be able to, you know, get the pole here for my first time in the Coca-Cola 600. But I'm for me, I think the biggest thing is winning a race. The pole, you know, is great and it helps us out a lot, but it's, you know, it doesn't win us a race at all.
JGR has had a lot of success in this race over the years. I'm curious, knowing how long you've been around the sport, what's your earliest memory of coming here growing up at the 600?
I think my earliest memory is probably watching pole night. I don't even know if that was on a Thursday night or a Friday night here, but I remember coming to that when I was younger with my family. And I mean, I've been to so many of them.
All right, Steven.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. Ty, yesterday on the ARCA grid, I saw you talking to Tanner Gray before he went out and won the thing. And I was thinking about it, and the interesting thing is that as you've made your way to the Cup Series, you know, you've gained the status of becoming a Cup driver, but you're also very much part of the family business at Joe Gibbs Racing. Given that, how much of a leadership standpoint have you started to take with your team, whether it's the ARCA program, the Xfinity program, or just all the drivers in the Toyota system in general?
You know, I grew up around a lot of those guys that work on the teams, and that's mainly why I spend my time around them. I really appreciate them and have great relationships with them, and as long as so with, you know, some of the drivers. And I just like being around racing. I enjoy it a lot, and that's why I come, you know, I was hanging out with them after I could.
What'd you tell Tanner?
Go win.
Mm-hmm. Next time.
Yep.
All right, we'll come up front to Claire. Right up here, please.
Claire B. Lang, how fast is your car? You were talking about qualifying versus racing, et cetera. And there were some of the drivers talking about how it will be aggressive from the beginning of the race tomorrow, as opposed to years where people would kind of take their time. It is going to be crazy from the beginning, and then tell us what you found out in practice about your car, other than pretty fast in qualifying.
Yeah, I think it's definitely been aggressive. Just the nature of the car makes it like that, and how, you know, you have to race and fight for track position early in the race so you can keep it. It's really hard to pass, and then I feel like my car handles really well. My team's done a great job with our car this weekend and preparing for this race, and I feel like it's a really good piece we have.
So from front row, from the front of the pack, then do you pace yourself? Is it a race? It's a very long race, and you're leading from the beginning. Maybe you haven't thought about that a lot.
Yeah, you know? It's more normal. I think it's just another normal race. You know, you have one more stage. It's 100 laps, so I feel like it's pretty similar. This race for me, last year went by really, really quickly. So, but I feel like it's really good, and I feel like we have a great car.
Congratulations on getting the pole.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go to Chris right here in the corner.
Hey, Chris Weaver, Fox 8 WGHP, running the race today and maybe learning a little bit about that, but how do you manage your endurance after today and going into tomorrow, and then what do you take away from today's race that may help you also tomorrow?
Yeah, endurance-wise, I don't know. I don't know how much of this is helping me for tomorrow's race talking, but I'm definitely ready to go home and get hydrated. But I feel like we're really fast, and hopefully go win it tomorrow.
All right. Any final questions?
I'm just curious, since you grew up like 15 minutes from here, maybe 20, and your family's here, your cousins are here, the whole shebang. If you're standing in Victory Lane tomorrow night, I mean, what would it feel like to win at your home track?
It'd be really cool. The first two races I had here a couple years ago, I won. So I really, it's really cool winning your home track. I'm glad that I've experienced that. And it's definitely, you know, a really cool place and special place for me.
All right, Todd, congratulations again on that pole, and we wish
Thank
you the
you.
Best of luck tomorrow.